Blog Talk Radio.
Again, I'm hanging on the fence again. I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, leave it now. Sir, leave it now. On your pulse, I can see the end. Gas on the fish, I can see me in. Hard laughs on the bitch, y'all in the fast. I ain't been a bad bitch here before. And the cash came, I'm a savage. Kind of carrots, I'm a name, run the atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a ray.
I'm a savage, I'm an asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy, I rock. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done see forever, all a real nigga won't.
Love's gonna get you killed. But pride's gonna be the death.
Trust me.
All I want is loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chilling only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or your loyalty to yourself in the band? So I said, tell me who you're loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would smile for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
die
for.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
loyalty.
Damn, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't buy.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and my lovely co-host, Ayana Muhammad. Say what's up,
yes, ma'am.
Tonight, we have a kind of test yourself show going on tonight. We want to know, what would you do? I know everybody saw, you know, they probably saw some commercials or whatever of the show, What Would You Do? And where they're putting people in different scenarios. But we want our listeners to tell us, what would you do in certain scenarios that pertain to things that go on every single day in our lives, like every single day in our lives. So tonight, our segment And it's going to let you know exactly, you know, something about yourself. We want our callers and our listeners, if you don't call in, ask yourself these same questions, and you can answer them at home while you are sitting on your couch or whatever. And just be honest. What would you do? What would you do?
Honest.
Ayanna, we're going to start off. Because I want to know a little bit about my co-host. I want to know. What would you do? Let me find, you know, because I got a list. I got about 7 or 8 on. How many you got on your list?
I got a good 7 or so on my list, too. So you hit me. I'm going to tell you how honest I am.
Okay. I want to ask one of these colleges, too. But, hey, Anna.
Yes, ma'am.
What would you do if you came home, your house, walked into your bedroom, and saw your man in bed with someone else? What would you do? I'm gonna ask one of the call. I know y'all listening. They probably jumping in their seats. Y'all better call in. Cause
man.
What would you do?
It sounds crazy because you're like, that's a tough one, but it's really not. Because you know you like immediately go yell like, what, you know. But, yeah, everybody's about to get out the house butt naked. Like, you don't get to grab anything. Nothing. No. Exit stage left. Yeah, like, I'm pretty much going to run everybody out the house. Him, her, yeah. Yeah. I think I'd have to do something real ignorant like that. Like, I need the neighbors
just
to
make
see.
Them get out. That's it.
Yeah. Like, no, but it's going to be ignorant because keep in mind, I'm not letting them get any clothes or anything. So you're butt naked outside. And you don't have no car keys. You have nothing. Like, no. Yeah, I'm about to embarrass you to death. Seriously. Yeah. Especially if I can get to that little piece on the side of the bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll probably draw a weapon and make them get out.
That's it. You're going to draw down on them and say, y'all got to go butt naked. Don't grab nothing, no shoes, no purse, no nothing.
Like, I'm literally going to be like cussing and yelling without a doubt. Like, please, that goes without saying. But I need you to be embarrassed. So you're going to be put out the house butt naked.
Well, what if it's 2 o'clock in the morning? Who going to see them?
You still out there butt naked. So you got to call somebody to come and get you. You got to find a payphone because you get to grab nothing. Not a cell phone, nothing. Nothing. You don't get to get anything. Yeah. Because, like, where's the last place you saw a payphone at? So you literally going to have to, like, walk down the street naked until you find, until somebody find you, like a police officer or a 24-hour gas station.
Why?
You coming in here naked. Exactly.
Why you in here naked? What's going on with you?
Yep.
What done happened to you?
Yeah. I'm going to have to, so bottom line is I got to embarrass you. If I don't embarrass you in that moment, you will be embarrassed at some moment. Yeah.
Whew, Lord, and I done look, I done challenged
like
everybody
that.
To be honest. Honey.
You,
I'm almost having a hot flash right now, even just thinking about me walking to my own home.
Because you're going to scream and holler and all that.
Girl.
But
all the while.
Yeah,
I'm acting a complete fool.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm complete fooling it. But yes, I'm complete fooling it, putting you out and this person out, butt booty ass naked with nothing.
And you're not laying no hands on nobody. You're not throwing no bowls. You're not busting no heads with lamp. You're not
sure,
doing none of that. You just gonna pull
it's something.
We
yeah,
being honest now, Ayanna. We being honest.
Someone,
now, we want the folks and the callers to call in.
I told you I'm going to get to the piece on the side of the bed. I'm definitely going to be throwing some shoes or something, but I can't throw nothing at you that I feel you're going to be able to grab that's going to stop you from being butt naked outside. Like, I have to embarrass the hell out of you in this very moment. That would be my main focus. And cussing you out. Yeah. Definitely.
What you gonna do?
I'm flipping it back.
First,
what you gonna
first
do?
First, I'm gonna ask for forgiveness. Can I repent before I do the sin? Can you do that?
Forgive me for the sin I'm about to commit.
Can you do that and still be okay? Is that possible?
If don't survive this sin, please, Lord Jesus, do not find me guilty in a court of law for murder in the first degree.
No, I already have my defense together for the cops when they come. I already got
you got
it together.
Your blue outfit.
I hope there's no police listening to this or no judges or whatever, but I really already have my defense together. I already know how this is going to go down. Because somebody, whoever I get to first, they ain't going to make it out with their naked self.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
See,
in my house, you'll do better being outside in the bushes.
I agree.
In my garage. But in my house, in my bed, that's the total disrespect.
I agree. But it's like you can yell, holler, cuss, all of that. You can go. If you try to go at her, she's going to grab you. If you try to go at him, she's going to try to run out. And mind you, in this conversation, we do live in the ATL, so we assume it's a she. Because it's the ATL. So
you right.
No, it's a chance. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. It's a chance.
I
said it. It's true. Because think about it. Let's just say it is two grown men. I can't take neither one of them. So my only option is just to find a bat or to get the piece or something and get you up out of there. But I got to embarrass you on your way out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did this to me. I can't believe all these things. What? I'm going to try to get some pictures and tell your mama. Like,
what?
Like,
what the mama going to do?
I don't know, but I have to embarrass you.
He should have took her to his mama house.
You keep saying her.
Him,
it's
her,
ATL.
It, whatever. Ex- whatever the
exactly.
Whoever it is outside of... The, whoever they are, they ain't supposed to be laid up in your bed with your man.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree, but I have to embarrass the hell out of you, point blank, period. If it's in that moment after me cussing, hollering, and putting you out naked, if it's something else I have to do after that, you're going to get it. But in that moment, the only thing I'm thinking is I got to get you up out of here because I don't have a lawyer on standby, so I ain't got time to be catching no cases over you doing something ignorant.
Yeah.
You know,
look, I'm still trying to figure this out with my whole self because...
Man. Okay, on that same strength, right? Let's say I'm going to throw one at you like this. So you see your friend's man out with another female. What you do?
Well, I've been in that situation before, and I am the type of friend that will confront him in front of them. Where is my friend, whoever my friend is, what's her name? Where's she at? Who is this? What y'all doing?
Really?
Especially if we out at the club and y'all out there dancing and booty is in groins and all that other stuff that be going on. At a dinner and y'all all romantically booed up in the booth eating dinner and y'all feeding each other off of each other's forks and all that other stuff. Yeah, I'm the friend that will probably.
So you're going to walk up to him and be like, yo, what is this?
Grab a seat. I'm going to grab a seat and I'm going to eat off both of y'all plates. And I'm going to, yeah, definitely want to know where my friend is and what's going on here and who are you. And he's going to be trying to figure out how can he call and spend this because he's liable to go outside to some flat tires. And
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not going to do that. What I would do, though, is I would probably try to snap a pic. And then I would definitely.
So you're going to do some anonymous stuff to him.
No,
you're going to be out to the side in the corner
I'm going to snap a pic. Like, I'm like, oh, I know. Oh, he playing my girl like this? Oh, no. Snap a pic, get a little video or something. Then I'm out the door because now I have to go find my girl. Now, I won't lie. I will have to base it on the closeness of our relationship, whether or not I say something. Because some women can't take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some women can't deal with it. It's like, oh, yeah, so I saw your man out with somebody, and, you know. Some women these days, you know how they get, and they're like, nah. So if it's one of my close friends, yeah, I'm letting her know straight up, look, hey, your dude ain't honest, and I have proof with my own eyes, like, yeah. But I can't say I tell everybody, though. I ain't going to lie about that. There's some people I probably wouldn't say nothing just because I don't know that we had that type of relationship to where I don't want her accusing me of hating or lying. I won't say something to everybody. But I'll tell you, though. We cool like that. I'll let you know.
Girl, I'm going to need you to be nosy. I need you if you
but
see
it's
my
like,
man.
No.
I mean, because I'm not there. You have to transform into me and do
see,
the stuff that I would do.
But I'm
like throw some plates and stuff. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shake the table.
So, get this straight. We in the
yeah.
I'm in the club and I see you want me to catch a case trying to
I want you to do the fool
like,
because I would do that. See, that's what I'll be talking about right there. You got like for real. You have so many different types labels of friend. You got your good
no.
friend. Then no,
yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna snap a
not,
picture. They're gonna
no,
do something. They're gonna not do nothing. But
if
it's not
call,
tragic like that.
If you call me and be like, "We need to roll over to his crib," I'm there. Let's go. Boom.
Girl, I don't want to roll over
his
crib afterwards.
Up.
I want you to go ahead and roll him over before I even have to roll over to the crib. You
but
have that nice friend, and then you have that iffy friend that just ain't going to do nothing. She going to see
nah,
it, and she's like, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm not going to take a picture. I'm not even going to call her and tell
nah,
her
nah,
that he in here with a bride. And then you
got
the friend
like
me. You got the friend like me.
Right,
they just
right.
don't care about the other girl because I don't know you. My loyalty don't lie with
but,
you, and
but
it don't lie with you, dude.
But listen, how's your friendship going to benefit me in this situation if you making a collect call to me? You see what I'm saying? Like, now you got yourself.
No. I need us both to be in there together. And us calling people to get us out. It's a us thing. We together.
Like,
I'm going to have to work on you.
We going
to
go together. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to work on you because I just don't understand. Like, so you that good friend. I mean, I have to accept you for what you are. It's beyond,
but
I'm be
not
honest.
Saying I'm not going to tell you. Like, I'm not going to let you be out there looking like a sucker and this dude playing you. Like, no, that's not about
I mean,
you're
the good friend.
No.
You're a good friend.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to do something.
But
you're not going to do nothing, but you're not going
to
do what I need.
Like, if it's in a club situation, I can't play the fool in the club and then still trying to get back to you to tell you what he out here doing. Like, my concern is you and tell you this fool out here doing it. Like, I'll leave and come get you and bring you back to the club. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, I
like,
have
yo, I
found
know
my friend. I have blocked people in at the hotel, car.
No.
I have, yes, I'm going, no, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Don't do this. Because if my friend hurts, if you hurt my friend, you hurt me. I
yes,
take my friend very
exactly.
seriously enough to cut the fool if I see her man, somebody that I know she's in, like, head over, if he's a jump off, can I say that about a dude?
Yeah, you can. They
okay.
call him that category, too. Yeah.
If he's a jump off, and I know he's a jump off because my friend said, I don't care about him. You know, he do his thing, I do my
really
thing. You know,
my thing.
Hey.
Nah,
but
I can't
if
even
he
that,
is somebody who she is head over heels in love with, and she is doing
yeah.
everything that she can do to make this relationship work, and you out here dogging her. I'm girl. Oh Lord, look, I'm in the studio, y'all, waving my arms up and down because I got to free myself.
Like
I don't have
no. I have done this before though. I have I have done this before, though. I have called a friend's man out before and definitely spoke. Like, hey, how you doing? You know, and gave him the look like something right here ain't right. And to catch the look on his face.
Yeah. Don't try to clean it up. You're a good friend.
But I'm not going to do the food and cut the food unless you right there with me to cut the food. I ain't going to cut the food and you not there to cut the food with me. I ain't going to lie.
He ain't going to be with nobody if I'm right there.
I'm not saying that.
It's time to take a collar. You giving me high blood pressure. I can't take it. I just know where everybody, my co-host, is the good friend. She's going to snap a picture and send it to me. But she's not let them walk away. She's going to say hi. Like she's
like, I'm going to acknowledge, like, I see you out here doing wrong. Yo, what? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can't block me until I get there. While I'm on the phone, you be like, hey, you better hurry up and get here because I'm here and he's here and she, whoever she is, she's here too. Can you get here, like, within the next 5 minutes? Because I'm really the good friend, and if he come out here and get in his car, I'm going to move so he can leave. No, I'm finna take a collar.
Now you mad.
I said we were going to be honest and truthful, and we're going to test everybody's ethics, and you're being honest, and I love you for it.
I'm being honest.
However,
I am not
a good friend.
But I will show up with a bat if you call me, though.
Goodness gracious. I'm not going to do this. Hold on. Caller with the last four of 3079.
You would.
Good evening, caller. How are you?
I'm good. It's Tamiko.
Hey, Tamiko. Are you calling in? You listening? You
hey, Tamiko.
Now, you type in for me. I would, because I just had to pick a collar from somewhere. I can only see the last four, so I had to pick a collar. And you're laughing. Why are you laughing? You laughing at me or you laughing at Ayana?
I'm laughing at both of y'all, but me, I will go off on him and the chick right there.
That's what I'm talking about, Tamiko. Tamiko, you are that friend.
She don't know about the other girl.
Exactly.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So why you going off on her? She don't even know.
It don't matter.
Well, she's taking the consequences for what he's doing.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
But my thing is, okay, gangster one and gangster two. What I'm saying, if I'm your ride or die friend, if you want to get her, I'm with you to get her. But I ain't going to get her without you being there, because then you don't get to get if I got her already.
No. She's going to have to get her later. She has to get her later. I'm going to take care of that right there.
Moving on to the next question, next caller. I can't deal with gangster one and gangster two over here.
I'm just saying, that's the realest friend. Tamiko, all your friends are lucky to have you as a friend. Let me say that right now. They are absolutely lucky to have you as a friend because you are a real friend that is not going to let your friends suffer.
I'm just saying.
They're not going to do it. She's not going to do it.
Don't call me telling me, girl, I saw your man out with somebody. That's why I'm in here. What?
Yeah, and I'm chasing them down the street and everything. Tamiko, you going to chase them too? You going to chase them down the street? Because if they get in the car and they get past me and I'm on the phone with her, meet me on the corner of 30th and whatever. We're crossing the light on 30th Street. We on Harrison.
Exactly.
Whatever I'm getting play-by-play like I'm the police.
Come meet me. Following him, right?
Yeah, I'm following him.
And
we're going
in the car, like, is he following me? Like, who is this?
Yeah, I'm following you. I'm screaming out the window while I'm following you, telling you, you better not stop because I'm right here. I'm yelling out the window and I'm following. Like, I'm going to do the fool because I take my friendship.
Right.
Tamiko, you know what?
I need to work on my friendship. I see that right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I work on myself. Thank you, caller. I'm working on myself.
Appreciate you calling.
All
You know what? If you stay yourself, stay right there, because you're the good friend. I can accept that. I know what category you are in, and I'm cool.
I will get ignorant with you. I don't have no problem with that. But I don't see me getting ignorant, and you ain't there. Like, you gotta be there.
Okay. If my dude is listening to this, you can do whatever in front of Ayana, because she's only gonna
that
snap
is
a
not
picture,
true.
And
no,
you
no,
can,
no.
and
no, no,
and
no,
you
no,
can,
no,
no. And you can say whatever it was. We were standing too close at McDonald's. She was next in line. You can justify that on that picture, because I'm sure her little phone is not going to capture the in the moment.
And you don't know,
like,
you don't know
the
my Spike
on
Lee
the lips,
video
none of
recording
that.
Skills. And you don't, I got Spike Lee video recording skills over here, man. Like, you don't
I
know.
I just can't believe you. Give me that. Let's get off of this one. Was that still my question? That wasn't even my question. That was your question.
That was mine. So you got to throw one at me. You got to throw one at me. Go ahead. What would I do? Hit me with it.
I got some more callers, but I'm going to take a caller. 4610, you next. You next. I'm going to pick you next, so be ready. Because this Ayana just threw me, like, completely up out of here with
God.
That.
Listen,
okay,
man.
Ayana.
But, yes, ma'am.
If you have a family member that has come in your house or around you on your property and took something from you and didn't ask, they just, this is your family, sister,
like
brother, cousin, whatever, this is your family, and they stole from you.
Stole from me? Really?
They didn't ask you for it. They just took it. They took it. They came in your house. You wasn't looking. They picked it up, slid it in their purse, whatever it was, took it right on out there.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Yeah, if I know it's them, I'm going off. Like, I'm going to go off. Like, I'm going to snap. And I'm snapping because you could have asked me for it. I give you anything I got. We fam. Like, how you going to steal from me? I bet not ever catch you at my crib again.
You're not inviting
blank.
Them
I'm
over
going.
No more, but you see them at a family reunion, you're going to speak?
Nah. And when everybody asks why you ain't speaking to Uncle so-and-so, because he's a thief. And you better
and
watch him around you. Yeah, like I'm pretty much going to ruin your name in the family, and I'm going to forever not respect you for that. Like,
you done
got
some brownie points
about?
Back, girl. You got some brownie points back.
So I don't get
eaten
in the club, but because I snap on fam, you know, like,
right. And
nah,
cut
but yeah,
completely
nah, real
off.
Talk, that's how I'm going to handle it. Like, I'm one of them people, like, it. Once you off, you're off. Like, I'm cutting you off. It's done. It's a wrap. I'm not even fooling with you anymore. And then they be like, well, it's Thanksgiving, and, you know, everybody want to be there, and we all want Uncle So-and-so there. So
don't
we just want
to
know, since we having it at your house, can he come? No.
No, he can't come.
No. He can't come. He
and
can't.
I don't care if I'm throwing a family reunion. I don't want him there
you're
either.
Not,
like,
nah,
I'm putting and I want everybody
never,
to be mad at him.
You are never, ever, ever, ever welcome back in my house again. Honestly, in my presence.
This girl done got some cool points. She ain't back. Like, she had a five, y'all. Listeners, Ayana's at a five. She got about two or three cool points for that answer. Because that's real. Okay. Yeah. You're getting there. We got 30 more minutes to this show. You're getting there.
I might make it. I might get my.
You might make it. You might get something back.
I might get my gangster card back.
Yeah, I don't think you will. Right. We're going to see.
Okay.
We
I'm going to throw one at you because we talk about
Jesus.
Folks who know what you're going to do and, you know, stuff like this. Let's say you somewhere, you find a wallet with $1,500 cash.
Is this my question?
I ain't going to lie. You already know what I'm going to do. You already
Is this
know
my
what
question,
gonna.
Or do you want me to take a caller?
You know what? Take a caller. Let's see what the caller say. I want to see
okay, caller with the last four of 4610. I know you don't want me to answer that. Hello?
What it do, like?
What it do? Hey, caller. Where you from?
Hey,
you hear this question?
I
want to
know what
there.
I'm
going to
do with that $1,500.
What
would
well,
you do?
You find it. What you doing? What you doing?
For me, it's going to depend on the circumstances. Now, is that outside? I say that because I just went to the grocery store yesterday and somebody mm-hmm. had left something in the cart that I just picked up. Well, that's mine now. But
absolutely. Absolutely.
We say thank you.
That's mine now. Thank you.
But, you know, $1,500, it just, for me, would depend on the circumstances. It depends on where left or how it was left to.
See, you know what? I'm with you, caller. It do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's in a wallet. Yeah. It's in a wallet, which means it got a name and an address in there.
I was going to ask you, is there a name and address and
ain't
some more
stuff? It's in a wallet.
Oh, Lord, what would Jesus do, baby? Oh,
yeah, you know.
That's deep.
I ain't gonna lie. If I found a wallet somewhere, I say if I found a wallet somewhere, I'm in the park or something, and wallet, I'm like, man, it's $1,500. And then Wells Fargo had just called me yesterday, like, you know, it's gonna be a struggle. To be honest about
it, yeah, that would be a struggle.
I ain't gonna lie,
I might
struggle.
Would do is keep the $1,500 cash and just send the wallet.
Listen to the caller.
I'm being real honest tonight.
Oh my God! You just lost three more. Girl, you back down. She back down.
And the way my love from my gas hand is probably two notches from the east, so I'm gonna need some gas.
Nah.
And it's 2 days before that payday, so yeah, I'm gonna keep that cash.
I have to think about it. It depends on what's all in the wallet. If I can actually, I won't front. If I can get it back to the person, I may. But if I can't, I'm probably gonna hold on to that $1,500 for like 2 days and pray about it. And then on the fourth day, when I'm almost 5 days past due, I'm gonna go ahead and pay that bill when they call me.
I'm gonna go and pay that bill
too. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm saying
okay, so let me
if I cannot find the owner of the wallet, if I can't find the owner of the wallet.
Okay, so let me tell y'all how now. Things like that, because I'm a firm believer in karma. When somebody is doing something, or they're not doing something, and something happens to them, like I want all my blessings. But I've been in that situation. I've been in a situation where I've been to the ATM machine, and when I walked up, you know, the ones that have the thing you have to lift up to get your money,
and
I lifted it up, and it was like $60 in there still.
What?
Yeah,
I've stayed at that in the same spot for like an hour,
waiting
on that person to come back so that I could give them their money. And I found a wallet. I found a wallet with some money in it, and I've contacted the person. And I actually went to the house because I kept calling and the phone was going to the voicemail. So I went to the house of the address that was on the wallet, and come to find out that it was an older lady, and she walked on a crutch. And when I gave her her money back, she just cried. When I gave her her wallet, she just cried and cried.
Might,
so,
So my co-host is a gangster with a heart.
That's me.
Okay. Now, like I say,
I do have some good morals and some good ethics.
I do too, and I would get them. I ain't gonna lie. If I could find a person, I'd get the money back. I just would hope they give me a 20 out of it for my truck.
We said we're gonna be honest.
I think I'm just saying that right now, you know. But it really
would
depend on the circumstance.
Don't let me and my honest ass change y'all. Because we being honest on tonight's show, we being honest and we telling the truth.
That's my
way. But I'll flip it. If it looks like
a
backpack full of money, though. If it's a backpack full of money, though, that don't have no
identification. Wait a minute now.
See?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Now if I was behind
an armored
truck, if I was behind an armored truck and it blew up,
oh, yeah.
And money was just going everywhere. Like, I don't know who that money belonged to. I don't know where they came from with that money. Now I'm with the rest of the people driving down the street.
I'm
snatching as much as I can.
And I'm out.
Get on back in the car, and I'm gonna take my license plate out and fling them somewhere because I don't need to be zooming in for Big Brother.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Carla. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Please continue to listen because Ayana's about to spill all her beans. I got some more questions I want to ask her. See
I'm
where her mind is. So she kinda, thank you, Carla. Have
a
great night.
With a heart.
Yeah.
Honest gangster here with a heart. Like, really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm a
good friend.
Remember, I'm the great friend. I'm the great friend.
Yeah, you're a friend that's going to fight but return the change. I get it.
I'm going to return the change.
Cool. Hey, hit me with another one. It's your turn. Hit me with one.
Okay.
What am I going to do next?
Now, here's one. We see this all the time, Ayana. Well, I do. And I guess I could just go to the Walmarts where they just all the way ghetto. If you were in a store and you saw a mother, like you walk in and you see a mother beating her child down like he grown, what would you do? And you don't know what this child did to get walloped on like that, but she giving them the business, like,
I told you, giving them the business for real. Yeah, because, like, I've been, you know, you yank them up, I'm like, man, bet you ain't going to pull away from her again, you know. But I probably would say something like, whoa, before you beat them down in the store, you do know it's people around here watching. Like, I would have to say something to get her from continuous this whooping that this child is getting. Now, I understand that this may be one of them mothers that's going to say something back like, mind your business, you know, or something like that, and then it's going
to
go
in. Yeah, you're
going
to get cussed out. Look at the one on Panola Road. You're going
to
get cussed out.
No. I've been over there on that one. No. I'm probably going to try to say something and, like, take that cussing out because then I know she's getting up off that child. So, like, I think I might have to say something on that one. Yeah, because... In this day and age, you just can't beat your kids in aisle six like you used to. Nor can you take them to the bathroom and beat them either. So, you know. But back then, you could do that. But it does depend on the level of it. But I would say something to get her up off him, though. I think so. It wouldn't be right. Mm-hmm. Like, nah. See, I have a heart.
Yeah.
You may keep that money, though, but that's a different... That's a different situation. Yeah, that's different. I'd have to say something, though. I can't, because I don't like people mistreating kids. But see, it's with anything. If I walked up, let's say you walk up and you see two kids fighting.
Two kids?
Like, they not kids. Let's say they teenagers, older, and they out there fighting. You try to break the fight up, or are you one of them Facebook recorders and post type people?
I can't stand that. Like some bullying type stuff.
Yeah, like even if they ain't even bullying, like the guy that did it on it was a whole video went viral. Two 17, I think one was 15, one was 17.
They were girls or
young
boys?
Man was about. They were boys, and they was about to fight. And some guy
what? I did see that. I saw that. And he walked up and started.
It was like, what's up? Yeah. And I think if it was two girls, maybe if it was two guys, I don't know. But if it was two females and they in that age, I think I would walk up and be like, yo, what is y'all doing? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I would.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. I don't,
yeah.
Regardless of the situation, for one, I can't stand a bully. I
right.
can't.
Nope.
And a bully.
No.
That right there pisses me off. I can't stand for anybody to be bullied. Kids, grown ups, at the job, any of that. That just burns me up. I'm never on the side of just not saying nothing. So I don't think I will be able to walk away without saying anything. Hold on. With that, like walking into a situation and seeing that, I would say something. Now, however,
uh-huh,
roll back.
Gangster.
If one of my kids or nieces, nephews, neighbor's kids or whatever was to come home and say that somebody was bullying them and was trying to fight them, and, you know, because if somebody hits you, now you hit them back. Because if you don't hit them back and you continue to let them hit you, then they're going to continue to hit you. Like, it's going to always be a problem. It's going to always be.
Right.
So, just coming in and they arguing or whatever, I would try to prevent them from fighting, because, you know, that's when my psychology degree is going to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not going to use it if I see my friend's boyfriend or husband out and doing some dirt. That's out the window. I don't have no education. I done went from corporate to ghetto. I done went from Renita to Shamika. I'm like
Educated gangster with
a heart. That's me.
Right. Man, that's crazy. So let's say this. What if you in the grocery store and you grocery shopping and you see somebody in there stealing? You see them putting the stuff down their clothes. What you do? Shopping and putting it in her clothing, or like her little, you know, whatever she's disguising it is, and you see her like, you know, she's still in, and you say to yourself, "What am I supposed to do? What
you know
do?
What? Because oh man, see, that's hard. You know what? They just gonna go on steal. I ain't gonna give a shit. Because I don't know if they haven't eaten in a while. You know, some people steal because they don't have money. They're homeless and they're just hungry. You know what I'm saying? And some people steal because they just don't want to pay for it. But I'm going to bust their laugh because if I see that,
somebody's going to get them caught anyway because you laugh.
Yes, I'm going to have to laugh and move on around, but I want to move on around to where I can still see you because I want to see if you're stealing something else. So,
like, where you putting all this at, man?
So you came in here, it's 110 degrees outside, and you got on a trench coat and a sweatshirt.
I'm mad that ain't nobody watching you anyway. Like, it's
they probably stealing too. But you know what? Nope, I ain't gonna say. I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh, man, you ain't gonna say nothing. Okay.
Hold on. I gotta bring this collar back on because, oh my God, hold on. I can't with you tonight. Hold on. Collar, last 4 digits, 4610. Oh my God, you got my side hurting. Collar.
Yes, caller.
Hey, lady.
Did you just text my phone?
You know I did.
Can you please tell the listeners exactly what you just texted my phone?
Wait, let
Lord
me
have mercy.
She probably said, let me guess, because dealing with this one, who's going to roll up, because she like gangster too. She probably was like, I'm going to get him the stuff that I was going to buy and meet them outside.
Wow. Yeah, you're partially right. You're partially right. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna wait for them and see if they can get me a little something too now.
Now you start a whole business because you're gonna make the list, give it to them, and tell them, look, do this. I'm gonna give you $20.
Yeah.
Boy, meet me out back.
Oh my God, I'm going to hell. I'm not gonna be
waiting on you.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Don't come to the car. I come to you.
I'm gonna go back in here and return what I just bought. So you said, "Hey, here's the list that I was gonna buy of the stuff that I was gonna buy,
go
but since you gonna get it for me
get it,
in exchange
you know
for me not snitching on you. And please don't get caught because your stuff is already out here in your car.
Right.
When you go back in there to get my stuff, don't let them catch you.
Not you're right, because she didn't calculate in her head that what I was going to spend was $100. But if you get it from me, I'm giving you $40.
Yeah,
because
this past fight.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they don't have a label for that, like an accessory to a crime. Like, I'm sure there's no title or nothing to you aiding and abetting in her.
If they see her out there talking to him in the parking lot, you better send them a smoke signal, start talking pig Latin.
Because you don't know, you know what her snitch abilities is. Like, she may be like, this all your plan. Like, I wouldn't see you get yourself in a situation like that. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm just gonna watch and laugh because that's gonna be funny to me. I'm with you. I'm gonna watch and laugh.
I'm gonna bust out laughing if I see that. Like, if I see that in my peripheral vision, I'm gonna laugh. Like, if that is gonna be some funny stuff, I'm gonna laugh just like I did when you asked me this question. I'm gonna be like, damn, are they really stealing this stuff right here?
Yeah.
Like,
now
I'm
gonna keep it real. Now I'm gonna be honest.
I know
now.
We did.
Now I know I just laugh and joke and act silly. Now I probably wouldn't give them no list because that is risky, you know, dealing with the cops and you never know who's watching you.
You just don't know they.
But here's the thing.
That's all I'm saying.
If they come up in that beauty supply with that stuff and throw it on the floor out the trash bag, I'm buying it.
So let me get this straight. They just stole all that. You was actually in the store and saw them steal some of it, right? You didn't say nothing. Me and you over here getting your hair done. You like, that's that same lady. Hold on, she got the such and such that I wanted because I didn't want to pay that. How much for them?
$1 for the deodorant, $2. Oh. Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm on $20
for it. See, that's funny. This caller here, I can't.
Wow.
Go ahead.
You know what, caller? I am so like tonight. Like, we are always doing a serious show, so I'm glad that tonight's show is kind of really like breaking the monotony and getting some laughs and giggles in because our shows are always down to earth. And I want to, I just wanted to see what type of listeners and who listens to our show. We have a bunch of fake people that's gonna lie and cheat. You know what I'm saying?
Or do we
have some loyal listeners that's gonna be honest and open about things? Because these are real life situations. This stuff really happens.
Yeah. Well, look here.
Yeah.
I got something else to add to that because I'm loyal and honest now. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm only gonna tell y'all. That same one you seen in the aisle stuffing, that used to be me. You know, so if I go in there and see somebody that's in there stuffing, hey, you go ahead on, that's you. I'm paying for my stuff now, babe. That was back then. I'm reformed.
Back then.
That was back then. I'm reformed.
Okay.
I pay cash for my stuff. But if you want to come on to the beauty supply with the stuff that's half price, I will purchase it.
Man.
You got them
Lord
have
mercy.
Too. I purchased those too. So, you know,
thank you for being honest, caller.
Thank you, caller. And please continue to listen. We got about 10 more minutes. I'm going to take another call. All right, thank you.
All right, ladies.
Go ahead, hit me with your next one, co-host. Actually, hit the caller with your next question. Go ahead, hit the caller
with
your next question.
I can't. Let me see. Let me look at my list and see what's on my list. That was my question. What? No, that was your question. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caller with the last four of 0899. I got the question. Hold on. Good evening, caller. How are you?
I'm good.
You secretly want to laugh because this is one of those shows. Okay, here's the thing, caller. Whatever we ask you, you have to be completely honest, okay? Nobody can see you, and I can only see the last four digits of your number, but you got to be honest because we want to see just how open and honest and ethical our viewers and listeners and callers are. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right. Here's my question. If you are about to quit your job, you done found another job, you're about to leave this job, and you're never going back, and you hate your supervisor, can't stand her, she get on your nerves, and you, she want to do your exit interview when you get ready to leave. Are you going to make it seem like everything was okay and not give her or him everything that was on your mind? Or are you going to let loose and tell them, I can't stand you, I can't stand this job, y'all suck, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what would you do if you were in that situation where you are getting ready to leave? And
what
you supervisor that you can't stand, they've been mean to you, made your job virtually impossible. Are you going to do a good exit interview, or are you going to let it rip?
I'm going to let it rip.
You going to let it rip? Why are you going to let it rip?
I'm going to let it rip because I just keep it real, because I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, yes, you treated me fairly. I loved everything about this job. You guys are great. No, all this is internet, so I could cuss. Hell no. I didn't like what you did. You were this way. You treated us this kind of way. I didn't like the way you talked to me. That's just me, because I've been there.
But you're not supposed to burn bridges. You're not supposed
that's
to burn
not burning.
Bridges. You never know.
That's not burning. That's not burning bridges. That's not burning bridges. I know how to tell somebody about a situation without being, I can be tasteful and tactful without, technically I can put you and tell you everything that I want to say about you in a manner that you know I'm cussing you out.
Right, right.
But I didn't, but in your, I didn't like to the point cussing out where they were like, security.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real. In my mind, I ended the conversation like, and another thing. But in my mind, I gave it a business. But it depends on why I'm having this exit interview. Is this an exit interview by choice?
Right.
I've chosen. Or is this an exit interview because you all have decided that I no longer, my services are no longer needed? But I think I might go in.
I'm gonna go in, but I'm gonna go in like you said. Don't burn your bridges. Okay, I'm not gonna burn my bridges. I'm gonna go in, and I'm going to let them know how I truly feel, but in a manner. Well, I can cuss you out in the biggest word, in the nastiest professional word.
Nice, nasty.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called nice. It's called nice nasty.
Yeah.
Because like if I know, because you know some companies they have that do not rehire list, you know, and if I know I'm already on that list. Yeah, I'm going to go in and just be just ignorant with it and not care because y'all ain't going to hire me back anyway, so I can talk about your mama. It ain't going to matter.
If I ain't been there that long, I mean, I've known to go into an exit interview and let everything loose. Just let it all loose about
exactly.
The company, about everything that, like, everything. I've let it all loose. So, yeah.
Now, if it's a company that I know on God's green earth that I wouldn't give a damn what it is that I'm never going to come back.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't care. You'd probably be everything but a child of God, and then I'm going to tell you, thank you, have a blessed day.
You going to do all that and still be like, okay, thank you, be cool.
Have a blessed day.
See you around.
Have a blessed day.
Have
a blessed
day.
Day.
I didn't... Oh, yeah. How you gonna cuss me out and then say, and I wish you the best in everything that you do going forward.
Right.
What?
Yeah. I wish your company much success.
Right.
No, I didn't say no. I didn't say I wish the company. I didn't say I would wish the company. I'm talking to them personally. I didn't say nothing about the company. The company could kick rocks. I say to them personally.
That's crazy.
If it's somebody that actually, because I had an exit interview with a person, and she tried to come in there, and she treated me dirty. But she tried to come in there and talk really nice, like she's been the best supervisor ever, and she's done everything she could to just be the best supervisor. And I let her know, you're fake. You're very fake. You had very bad intentions, and you didn't give a dang on about nobody but yourself.
Man.
But you know what? I can't even dog you about it. I said, because it's your money, and when you about your money, but you a dirty person about your money, you're going to do everything you can to stab, cut, and knock down everybody you can to get where you need to be. But I wish you the best in all your endeavors. Because I hope that you're blessed behind all that you're doing.
Yeah.
How about
that? That low down dirty. I get it.
The low down dirty.
Well, thanks
they
for
gonna
calling,
be
caller.
Under
we appreciate you letting us know how you gonna, what
you're
you
welcome.
Gonna do.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a nice night, and thank you for calling.
You too.
Man.
As usual, we don't ever get through everything we were going to do because we got a whole 3 minutes left on this show. But we had some of the funniest callers to call in. At least they were honest. At least they were honest. And I guess you've been honest. You didn't. You ain't earn your brownie points back.
Man, whatever.
What?
Whatever. You know I'm the one to ride with. You know I'm gonna ride. If we ride, I'm gonna ride. But not gonna start it. That's all. I finish it though. I ain't gonna start it though.
Really?
So, really, truthfully, I mean, I'm just saying to all my friends out there that's listening. If I see a man out there, I'm gonna let you know. But if you want me to jump him and old girl in the club, you gonna have to let me know in advance.
Then you need
like
not
this.
To even. It ain't gonna happen. That is not a conversation that you should have with somebody. Anywho, callers, we appreciate you calling in and being a part of our show. We appreciate everyone who continues to listen from week to week. Next week, we are going to be talking about these cougars. If you are an older lady and you have the cougars, girl, them. If you are an older lady... And you are dating a younger man, a much younger man,
younger man.
15, 20 years younger than you. We're going to be talking about you next. We want to get into your mind and see exactly what it is that you are looking for in this younger man. Why are you dating younger men? I mean, hey,
girl,
if that's your thing,
you
go for it. Well, we can't speculate. We're going to figure this out. And we want the cougars. Let's talk to these cougars next week. So we hope that everyone that's listening in tonight, tune in. And if you know a cougar, make sure you have her call in because we want to know exactly what's going on with her.
If you know a young man that's dating a cougar.
That's dating a cougar.
Yes. Both sides.
We want to know if he's trying to get her money or if she got something that she can teach him. He don't want to date younger women. So let's talk about it next week. Next week on Against All Odds with Renita Graves and co-host Ayana Muhammad, we will close out tonight with a word from our sponsor. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. Peace out.
Have a good one.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.